Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis. Yesterday we discussed all about Maaser Behema and the Isurim, right? The blanket Isurim, basically, to sell Maaser Behema. We learned that out from Gzeira Shava, from Charamim, Cher Mekoanim. The Pasuk says that Lo Yimacher Velo Yigael by Cher Mekoanim. So we learn to Maaser Behema as well, Lo Yimacher Velo Yigael. Now we move over to talking about Bechor. We said the other unique Korban Shlamim. The Rambam, I think, has that lashon. The Rambam in the Hagdamah to Seder Kodshim. The Rambam has amazing introductions. So we have the three famous introductions of the Rambam. The Hagdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, which is really a background of Torah Shebal Peh. The Hagdamah to Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prakim. And the Hagdamah to the last chapter in Sanhedrin, Parachelek, where he talks all about the Animamins and the Sodos HaEmuna. But there are also smaller introductions that aren't separate. They're part of the previously mentioned works, like in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam has amazing introductions to Kachem and Taras. One sort of quote that if the Rambam only wrote the introduction to Seder Taras, we would have already known who the Rambam was. If that was all that he wrote, right? To know that by heart, and then we can know all of the ABCs of Kachem, of Taras. But in the Hagdamah to Kachem, I think he says there's one type of shlamim. Right, then there's one type of kachet kalim, and that's shlamim. Then within that, there are differences. Like we said yesterday, Pesach, Maaser, Bechor, they're all different types of shlamim. They each have their unique halachas, but they're all kachet kalim, and they're all in that world of shlamim. So the halachas of Bechor, as we're about to get into, are different, and even more makel than the halachas of Maaser Behema. Even though you might think, how could that be? Bechor is automatically kadosh. It's automatic. It's kadosh meirechem. So you might think that has the super duper intense kedusha. And yet, as we learned, Maaser Behema, you cannot sell, period. While Bechor, our Mishnah said, you could sell tam chai. Right? Once a Bechor is shechted, so then it's a karban and a mishochan gavoa kazachu. But a Bechor can be sold tam chai, and a balmum can be sold no matter what. So Bechor, the only one that cannot be sold is Tam Shachut. Tam Shachut, when it's a really, that's a carbon. But besides that, it can't be sold. And the Mishnah said, you can get married with it. Mekachin bo ha'isha. Fine. So now the Gemara says, we are on Dalan HaMabez, HaBechor Mochren v'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chai v'lo Shachut. Our Mishnah says that you could sell a Bechor Chai. Tam Chai, mashba, that you can't sell Shachut. You can't sell Shachut. Note, the Mefarshim here point out that there is the Gemara in the Bavli in Baba Kama, on Daf Yud Beis, seems to say that this is only Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaBayis, then even a Tam cannot be sold when it is alive, because there are limitations, Bizman HaBayis. But that's not what the Yerushalmi does not give off that impression. The Yerushalmi doesn't mention that limitation. Shabbi sounds like even Bizman Abayas, Tam is allowed to be sold. Tam below Shachat. Chai below Shachat. Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Kiddushin in the Bavli on Dafnun Beis, the following, HaMekadish Bechelko Mikachi Kachim Ubekachim Kalim Eina Mukudashas. Stop there for a minute. The Mishnah says there, if you're Mekadish, if a Kohen is Mekadish with his Chelik and a Karban, whether it's Kachi Kachim, and a Kohen is being Mekadesh. Whether it's Kachay Kalim, and a Yisrael is being Mekadesh, the marriage doesn't work. Eina Mekudeshes. And the Yerushalmi there, the Marafolda here quotes the Yerushalmi there, that Rabbi Yochanan assumes that this is really a Machlokes Tanoim. You see, the Yerushalmi, the Marafolda says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, Alibad Rabbi Yochanan Kaimi Hachmilsa, Demuki Masnisan, the Hazam Kribi Meir. Just like, meaning if you look in that Mishnah over there, the Mishnah there in Kiddushin has quotes about Kachim, and then quotes a Machlokas about Maaser Sheni. And that Machlokas Maaser Sheni is Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan assumes that Machlokas also applies to the first part of the Mishnah. And therefore this line in the Mishnah that says that you cannot get married with Kachim, that's only Rabbi Meir Shita. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be able to be Mekudeshes with Kachim. So how is that possible? So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi explains this comment of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the first line of the Mishnah in Kedusha, which is quoted right here, is a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Meir says, Eina Mekudeshes, but Rabbi Yehuda would argue and say Mekudeshes, what would be their svaras? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say you could use karbanas to get married? And why would Rabbi Meir say you can't use karbanas to get married? Meaning, if it's a carbon that you're going to eat, a kohen with kachay kachim, and Yisrael with kachay kalim. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Rabbi Yehuda yalef kala kachim yibachar. The question is, we know the rules of Bechar. We know the rules of Meiser Behema. The question is, what are all other karbanas like? What's the rule? What's the exception? That's the question, right? We learned yesterday. Meiser Behema, you can't sell. You can't sell. You can't get married with it. Bechar, that's more Mamona Shel Kohen. It's automatically Kadosh. But remember, Bechar is the only karban that if it gets a mum, automatically loses its Kedusha. The only one, and that's why Kohanim were chashudim to put mumin on their bechar. So bechar is different; it's a different type of karban. So as we learned, a bechar is more mamona shel kohen, and he could be mekadish with it, and he could sell it in certain cases. So what about all other karbanos? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda yalef kala kachim yibechar. Rabbi Yehuda says all karbanos are like bechar. Ma bechar mekachim bo'asi isha, just like bechar, a person could get married using a karban. Av kol kachim mekachim bo'asi isha, just like you use a bechar to get married with, so to all kachim. All kachim are similar to bechar, meaning Meiser Behema is the different car, is different. Meiser Behema has special chumras that don't apply to other karbanas. That's Rabbi Huda's view. Rabbi Meir Yalof, the opposite. Rabbi Meir Yalof, kol kachim mean Meiser Behema. No, Rabbi Meir says, all kachim are learned out from Meiser Behema. Bechar is different. Bechar is super makel. Bechar is super yours, unlike other kachim. Yalof, kol kachim mean Meiser Behema. Ma Meiser Behema, e makachim bohen es ha'isha. Av kol kachim, e makachim bohen es ha'isha. So that's how we interpret. That's how Rav Yehuda ben Pazi explains Reb Yochanan's comment about that Mishnah in Kiddushin. Again, the Mishnah in Kiddushin just says you can't get married with karbanos. Reb Yochanan says that's only Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says you can. So we just explained that machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, let's just do a little more and then we'll comment about Bechar. Says the Gemara, but one second, now we have an interesting, seems to be a contradiction. Why? Because what did we just say? The first line we read today was Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Chai v'lo shachet, right? Which was mashba, that our Mishnah says, you could sell a Bechar when it's alive, but you cannot sell a Bechar when it's shachet. But, according to that, and who's speaking there? Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi also just said, as we just explained the Mishnah in Kiddushin, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could sell karbanos. You can sell kachim. Sounds like even if they're shechted. How do you know even if they're shechted? What's the language of the Mishnah there, Kiddushin? Hamakadesh bechelko. Chelko means it's already shechted. It's already apportioned. So therefore, the Mishnah Kiddushin is clearly talking about already shachut. And the way that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi interpreted that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be able to be mekadesh with it. While the Mishnah here in Maaser Sheni, he says, no, chai v'lo shachut. That's the stira. So Michla Vashidasi Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. We seem to have a stira between these two deis. Yaradeish and Chafalf. Tamanu Omar over there in Kiddushin, explaining the Mishnah Kiddushin, Bein Chai Bein Shachet. A Bechor can be sold Chai and Shachet. And even according, I would add, even according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, all Kachim are like Meiser Behema, but he agrees by Bechor. So over there, the way that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi explained the Mishnah in Kiddushin is that everybody would agree that you could sell Bechor, even Shachut. V'hacha hu amar chai v'lo shachet. And here, explaining the Mishnah to Meiser Shein, he says chai v'lo shachet. So, Stira, how do you answer up? So two answers. Number one, Taman b'shem garmei, v'hacha b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Easy answer. One place he's saying his own shita, one place he's saying his Rebbe shita. Right? What is the first line that we read today? Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. So when he's explaining our Mishnah, that's really in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi says bechar shachut cannot be sold. But when he says explaining the Mishnah in Kiddushin, so bechar can be sold. Period. Even shachut. That is number one, again, Rav Shub and Levi would say it's also to sell a Bechor Shachar, Rav Yehuda and Mater. Answer number two, Afilu Tamer Kan Makan Mishim Garmei, even if he's both talking about his own Shita, Bim Garmei, what, really, and Shachut is a problem. You don't can't sell Shachut. But over there, in Kiddushin, it's not talking about already Shachted. It's not Shachted. It says the word Chelko, doesn't really mean that. Bim Mekadesh Bechai, Uberoi Lipo Lolacher Shita. Chelko means he's Mekadesh with an animal that's still alive, but designating kind of the piece that's going to be his afterwards. Right? Like we had in yesterday's daf. Remember we had yesterday's daf, we had a person gets married, almanaz, that you're going to be married with the sinews after it's shechted. But it's, but right now it's alive and you do meshicha on it. So that's here, that's the second answer that really, unlike we understood, the Mishnah Kiddushin is not after after Shechita. Right? After Shechita, Bechor is not allowed to be sold, but before, it can. Bechelko means Ba'atid is going to be my chelek. Period. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua, we think there could be a machlokes in the first version at least, between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, about whether one could sell a Bechor Shachut. A Bechor Chai, for sure, yes. Ma'aseh Behema, for sure, never. Right, all other kachim machlokas. Right, you compare them to bechor, you compare them to ma'aser behema. You know, let's just finish the flow, and then we'll get back to a couple of comments. My time is Rabbi Shimon Levi. Why would Rabbi Shimon Levi sell that? You say that you're not allowed to sell a bechor shachut because the pasuk compares it. Ubisaram, the pasuk I think is in Korach. Ubisaram, remember after Korach tried to uproot the Kedusha of Aaron and the unique status, so there was a reiterated in the Torah, where all of the Matnas Kahuna, no, this is Aaron's and all this is going to Aaron. So it says there, Ubisaram Yelach, right, this Basar, talking about Bachar, should be to you, Kachazeya Tnufo Kishokayamin Lacha Yihyeh. We know, Chazey and Shok, from every Shlamim, from every Shlamim, I have to give the Chazey and the Shok to the Kohen. From every chulin animal, I have to give the zroa, the lechayim, and the keva, right? Different parts of the animal. But from every shlamim, I have to give the chazeh, part of the breast, and the shok, one of the legs. So besarim yelacha, and the basar of bechor should be to you like kechazeh atnufa, comparing it to the chazeh and the shok. Compare it to the chazeh and the shok, which means there are limitations, right? Just like look at the marafolda, the chazeh and the shok, ma chazeh v'shok. Just like the chazay and the shok, that's kadshim, mishochan gavoa that a kohen is allowed to take, but just like the chazay and the shok, you can't be makadish with, so to bechor you can't be makadish with. So, Rekodim Shuba Levi, you compare bechor to chazay v'shok. Well, my time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, and why would Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi say that it's mutter? You can't be makadish with a bechor even after shechita, because the next phrase says, yihyeh lach. There's two words in the pasuk: uvisaram yelach kachazei atnufa. So, what do you compare? Do you say the basar is like the chazei atnufa, and therefore it's off limits, or the phrase yelacha should be for you? Sounds like you have some rights to it. Yelacha afilu la'achar shechita. So, even after shechita, you have rights to it, and you'd be able to sell it. Ma mekayim Rabbi Shua ben Levi yelacha. So, what would Rabbi Shua ben Levi do with yelacha if he says right it's off limits? What does that include? Riba lo havaya acheres she necha l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Is to teach me that this bechor can be eaten, right? Even after you shecht it, it can still be eaten for 2 days and one night, meaning day, night, day. Look at the Mara folda. Riba lo havaya acheres shelo tomar kechazeyash v'shok shel toda ha'necheles l'yom v'layla. There's another shlamim that we didn't mention. We mentioned there are a couple of types of shlamims. There's the Bechor, there's the Maizah, there's the Pesach, and Karban Toda. So this pasuk is teaching me, Bechor, don't think this is like a Karban Toda. Karban Toda is different than other shlamims. It could only be eaten, there's a number of differences, there's 40 loaves brought with it, but one of the differences is that it can only be eaten for day, night. Day, night. Bring a Karban Toda, it could be eaten that day and that night. That's it. Regular shlamims could be day, night, day. So the Gemara here is teaching me that the Yilacha is saying that Bechor is not like that carbon toda that has the limitation, but it's like other shlamims, and you have day, night, day to eat it. It's not burned, interestingly. Carbon shlamim, you have day, night, day. I shot the carbon Tuesday afternoon, so I can eat it Tuesday night, Wednesday. Wednesday till nightfall. But, so and after that it becomes nosar. When do you burn it? You burn that, when did I say Tuesday? Tuesday night, Wednesday, you burn it Thursday morning. Burn it Thursday morning. But 1 second, you can't eat it already Wednesday night. You can't eat it Wednesday night. So it's interesting, limbo period. You can't eat it. Is it ready? No, sir. But it can't be burned, even though you do burnings at night sometimes, right? The Hector Chalavim Ve'ivarim are done at night. But that's a limbo period. Interesting about a carbon shlamim. Interesting also, the lashon that's used by the Torah, by shlamim, the language in Parshat Tzav, the Torah uses the term that you could eat it on the first day, and whatever's left over on the second day, you could also eat it. So the Torah calls the second day nosar. Right? It says you can, the Torah doesn't just say you can eat it for 2 days. It says you can eat it for that day. Umi macharas vahanosar imenu yochal. Right? It's Sav, Zayin to Zayin. So the Ramban picks up on that word. The Ramban, ulafi daiti. Inyan akasuv azeh. Ba'avur sha'amar b'yom hakrivo azivcho ye'achel imimacharas. The pasuk says that on the day that you shech the carbon, it shall be eaten. And the next day, v'haya b'mashma, sh'tiyah mitzvah, she'ye'achel b'shnei yamim, ye'achel miksaso b'yom rishon, v'yaniach miksaso l'machar. You might think that, what's a shlamim? You can split it up. Look at your meat that you have. I'm going to eat some today and some tomorrow. Right? Because it says, the pasuk says, so that's what the Torah adds. Vahanosar mimenu yeochel. It's no sir that you're allowed to eat. Meaning it's better to eat it the first day. Better to eat it the first day. Laficha chaza levayr vahanosar mimenu barishon yeochel mimacharas. Lo shi yishar mimenu bakavana. Velo shi yirashoyim lohaniach kulo limacharas. You know what? I'm full today. I'm going to eat the whole thing tomorrow. No. Avol mitzvah she yeochel mimenu barishon. Vahanosar bimikre yeochel bimacharas hanizkar. So that's also a fascinating, what does that mean? Does it have a shame nosar that you're allowed to eat? Usually you have to burn nosar. Do you get the mitzvah of achilas kachim like normal by the second day? Right, so how do you understand that it's left over? Really, the carbon toda is the rule ikker that it should only be one day, and that by other shlamims we're a little flexible, and we have another day. This is a detail in kachim that is picked up by one word in the Torah. And he quotes a medrash. He quotes a medrash about it. B'yom agro yeachel. Mitzvah leyachel mi'enu b'yom rishon. Yachol kulo tamalom mi'macharas. Yachol mitzvah lachol b'sheni yashay yamim v'anosar mi'menu. Im hosir hosir. Yivan hosir. He continues with midrashim. But that's an important Ramban, the ha'ar of that Ramban. Once we're on the topic of Bechor, we just finished. Right? We just finished our foray into Bechor. And now we're going to get back to Meiser Sheni. Right? Yesterday we had our discussions of Meiser Behema. Today we have our discussions of Bechor. And then we're going to get back to Meiser Sheni. So just 2 points on Bechor. The Gemara says, I think in the Darim, that, I think Shmuel says, Afal pi shekadosh meirechem mitzvah lahakdisho. Nedarim Yud Gimel. Right? Minayin lenolad Bechor betoch beso she mitzvah lahakdisho. How do you know if you have a Bechor? I have a firstborn sheep. There's still a mitzvah to me to go over it and say, I hereby imbue this animal with Kedusha. Even though it's automatically Kadosh. And even if I don't say that, I bring it to the base of Mikdash, and I makrev it as a carbon, a Bechor. What do I have to do that for? It doesn't seem to change the status of the animal. Mitzvah lahakdisho. But the din is that mitzvah lahakdisho. What do you see from there? So the Achronim say, it must be that my adding my own element of sanctification of Hakdasha does something. Not that it needs it. And there is a minimum basic level of Kedusha that already exists without my doing anything. But there's a concept of mitzvah lahakdisha. Rav Soloveitchik used that din as a parallel for Kiddush that we say every Friday night. Because after all, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos. Right, whether I like it or not. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. I understand why a Jew makes Kiddush on Yontif, because a Jew takes part in that sanctification. But why is it that we make Kiddush on Shabbos? Hashem says it's Kiddush, even if I don't do anything. No, mitzvah lahakdisho. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. Mitzvah of Kiddush is to add a Jew's own personal sanctification to the day. It's not just a declaration, but it's really a hakdasha. It's really a Hakdasha, and the Shabbos itself is different in some conceptual way based on a Jew making Kiddush. When a Jew makes Kiddush, it's a different, not just a Maisa HaGavra that's meaningless, but it does add some aspect, just like Kachim, Mitzvah LaHakdisha. Right, that's the parallel that one has. Remember, the Rambam holds that the Mitzvah of Kiddush is pre and post. Pre and post, Kiddush and Avdalah. The Rambam holds both of those are part of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kiddush. So according to the Rambam, there seems to be another element, besides Mitzvah Lakdisho, but to cordon off Shabbos. Right, it's a special day. When you have something special, you cordon it off, and you can't go near it. Right, in place, the Kachay Kachim, you can't go near it. Right, the most holy, it's most blocked off. So there could be some elements. Some Rishonim say that only Kiddush is D'oraisa and Avdalah is D'rabbanan. But the Rambam says that both. So for this idea of sanctification, that obviously only makes sense at the beginning of Kiddush. So mitzvah like disho. But the fact that you include the end, there must be there's another element to Kiddush also, according to the Rambam, and that's coordinating off Shabbos, shows that it is special. Number one on Bechor. There is another Bechor comment that we try to make every couple of months, quoting this Taz, and that's in Shin Chaf Aleph, I think, where the Taz quotes the Drisha that talks about why is it that we have three mitzvos that have to do with Bechor, and only two out of three get a bracha. Two out of three get a bracha. We have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, firstborn male, human, non-Kohen, non-Levi. So Pidyon HaBen gets a bracha. And Keter Chamor, the firstborn donkey, gets a bracha. Right? That's not such a common mitzvah, but if a Jew owns a donkey, and there's a firstborn donkey, so the mitzvah is to designate a sheep, and the sheep will be a substitute for the donkey, and you give the sheep to the Kohen. Right, and you make a bracha on that. Make a bracha on Pidyon Petach Hamor. And that's what the Siman in Shuk Chafalf in Yerodea. Siman is about this mitzvah of Bechor. Bechor behema tamei noig bechol makom uvechol zman. Right? This isn't a base hamikdash halacha. This is halacha lamaisa b'zman hazeh in our day about firstborn donkeys. Bechol makom uvechol zman. And anywhere in the world. Ve'ino noig ela b'chamorim. Only donkeys. V'zeh mitzvah so shekoy yisol sheish lo chamora shebichra. You have a female donkey that never had a child. Never had offspring. She has an offspring. Podeo b'seh minaksavim u'minaizim. You got to get a sheep. You could use a sheep or a goat. Bein zachar, bein nekeva, bein tam, bein balmum. Could even use a balmum. Bein gadol, bein katam. V'yitzneto l'kohen. Give it to the kohen. Mitzvah l'stosho, shiyu mitzvah l'mashinan. And then the seh, the sheep, is chulin biyad kohen. So there's a bracha. There's a bracha on that. Says the Taz. So the Taz here in Sif Katan Zayin, right, it's on Osvav. It's commenting on the Shulchan Aruch who talks about the bracha. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says, Miyad kishe mafrisha, right when you designate the sheep, mevarech, asher kedushan and the zivanu, al pidyon petach hamor. Al pidyon petach hamor. So he asked the Taz, why is there a bracha on pidyon ben, and there's a bracha on petach hamor, and there's no bracha on bechor behemah tahara, what we're talking about. What our daf is about, there's no bracha. Okay, you could designate it, mitzvah lahakdisho, as we just said, but there's no bracha. So why isn't there a bracha? So the priest gives one shot that he quotes that he doesn't like, but his second answer, venerally, De'ein shayach bracha ela b'masha osa ha'adam mishelo. A bracha is only when you're doing something, when you're accomplishing something. Al zeh mevarach shezacha la'asos mishelo ratzon amakom baruch hu. I'm zoche to have fulfilled this mitzvah. By pidyon haben, I am active. I'm giving five slime to the kohen. Right? By petach hamar, I am active. I am going and designating a sheep and giving that to the kohen. But by bechor, what am I doing? The second that it was born, it was automatically kadosh and is going to the base of Mikdash. So I add a little bit, like I just said, but I'm not really doing anything. Masha'en kein bibechor. To me olam lo hayali yisros chuspo. It really was never mine. To me shenolad hu be'gazad rachmana. Right when it was born, it belongs to Hekdash. Vavi ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso habechor. It's as if I didn't have this animal born to me. Ela ki'ilu nolad bebeis kohen mi paraso. De rachmana zichalo b'kach. Shenemar k'mach gazav kol peter rechem li. Alkein ein shayach lavarech ki hu eino ose klum mi mamono. Masha'en kein vidya petach hamar u bechor adam shu nosein mamono. So there you have to give something of yours. Baze alkein mavarech shapir al mitzvah zos. Kein nir eli says the Taz, shin chaf aleph in yaradeya os zayin. O zayin. Important comments of the Taz. Good. So that's about bechor. Now let's get back to our discussion of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni. So the Mishnah said, that you have to be the Pidyon Maaser Sheni right away. The first Mishnah in Maaser Sheni already gets us into the rules of Pidyon. There's a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni. There's a halacha of not eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. But there's also the halacha, Din Daraisa, based on Psukim, of switching the Kedusha from the fruit onto money. So there's many rules about what type of money you're allowed to switch the Kedusha on. So the Mishnah said you can't switch it onto an asimon. An asimon was an unminted coin. I think the official word is like a slug, right? The coin that just, you have the piece of silver that was made into the coin, but you didn't put the stamp on it yet, so you cannot use that. That asimon. Madea she'ena lav tsura, as it is usually described. Says the Gemara, Masisun delok Rabbi Dosa. Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says you're allowed to use that. Titania, Machal, and Maaser Sheni, Ala Simon, Divir Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says here in the Tosefta, in the first paragraph of Maaser Sheni, you can use an Asimon. The Chachamim say no, you can't, and that's what we hold. On our Mishnah is like the Chachamim. My time with Rabbi Dosa, Why would Rabbi Dosa say it's allowed? Because the pasuk says v'tzarta kesef. V'tzarta kesef, that's the pasuk that says you can switch the kedusha, but the word sarta we say is from the word davar shehu nitzrar mechavero, something that you could gather and you could bundle up into your hands. So even a unminted coin you could hold in your hand and it somewhat has some type of value. So Rabbi Dosa uses that pasuk to include, you could even switch the kedusha Maaser Sheni onto unminted coins. Because davar shehu nitzrar. What about the chachamim? Add that in. What about the chachamim? No, they would say the word sarta means v'yesh lo tzura v'yotzei al gabi tzuraso. It has a tzura. It has a form. It was minted on it and you could use it. So, machlokes, whether you could use an unminted coin, we paskin that you need a minted coin. The achronim, in many areas of halacha, the Chasam Sofer discusses, there's an important shuv of the Chasam Sofer in Yoredei, Akuf Lamedalet, what about paper money? What about paper money? Right? What about bills? Bizman hazeh, right? The Hiri Bana Beis Hamidrash, all these halachas, and what about using bills? What about using bills for my Pidyon HaBen? We don't usually use bills for Pidyon HaBen. Right, pidyon HaBen. But anytime you use, you need like kesef. What about bills? So the Chasam Sofer assumes that it does work. Not everybody agrees, but the Chasam Sofer in Yoredeia, Kuf Lamed Aleph, talks about Dahani Benka, Beis Ayin Nun Kuf Aleph, Hema Kesef Gomor, Afilu Lekadish Isha, Vavishaper Dumia De Ephron, Umemela, Havi Kesef Liftos Hakdeshos, Maaser Sheni, Vecholu, and it continues, Vieshla Ayin Binyan Pidyon Bechor, Dahani Benka. Does it work? And he goes through the whole discussion here, whether you go by the value. Maybe there's a chalik between chiyuvim to each other and chiyuvim to Hashem, but that's an important discussion. Yaradeya kuf lamidalid in the Chasam Sofer. So says the Gemara though. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, divr, Rabbi Dosa, who says you could use an unminted coin, mechal in meiser al litro shel kesef. You could even switch the kedusha onto a piece of silver. Literal shel kesef, just a slab of silver, right? Even if it's not even finished into a coin, it's not even a coin, just a piece of silver. So the Gemara says, "Ooh, why does he say even a literal shel kesef?" He specifies that weight, literal shel kesef. That's important, says the Gemara. Ilo amar kesef, if Rabbi Yossi, Shem Rabbi Yochanan had only said kesef, Havinan Amrin, we might have said kesheim shomer kesef kach amar zav. I would have thought silver, so too gold. I would have thought just like you use some kesef, so too gold. No, Hidafka says litra kesef, because at least the weighted amount of kesef, that is somewhat liquid. You can use that. It's a standard weight. It's an acceptable currency. A litra of kesef. You can't just say kesef, because then you could thought, oh, you could give zav. You can't do that. Even if something's valuable, if it's not exchangeable, you can't use it. And Elo Amar Kesef, if he would have said kesef, and a litra kesef, Havinan Marin Af, change that word to af. Af shivrei ka'aros v'tamchuyin. Even like broken shards and pieces of kalim you could have used. Anything that has some type of value. So that's why have a, skip a word, litra shel kesef. That's why Davka says litra shel kesef to exclude zahav and to exclude shivrei ka'aros v'tamchuyin. Period. So the Mishnah said al asimon. Right? The Mishnah said that you have to do it on a davar she'esh shalav tzura and not on an asimon, right? And that was the machlokas. Rabbi Dosa said it's okay. Hakol modim, but everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Dosa would agree. Shein mechalin also alamos hanesuno simin leulyar. There are certain types of inferior type of coins that they're really in bad shape. But when you go to a bathhouse and you want to like rent a towel and go in and pay for these in the bathhouse, you give these like very inferior type of coins. They'll accept them. So even Rabbi Dosa says you can't use those coins. The coins that you give to an ulyar. Hada the tamar. But the Gemara says, but that's only true, that you cannot use them. But kederach shein yafen etzel ha'ulyar. You can use those inferior type of coins in the way that you would give it to an ulyar, the bathhouse rate. The bathhouse rate wouldn't be allowed. If Chaim Kanievsky says, minhago lekabel matbeya biyosem echle shavyo. The bathhouse guy accepted the inferior coin for a lot more than it was worth. A lot more. So that you're not allowed to do. That you're not allowed to do by chilo maaser sheni. Aval, back to the Gemara. Kederach shein yafen al termasar, but the way that you could use these very inferior coins to a money changer, so the money changer is going to give you the exact amount what it's worth. If it's inferior, so you're going to have to give a lot of it. You're going to have to give a lot of it in order to, give that money. So then, machalo, then you can. Meaning, it technically can be used. You just have to make sure that you are giving the fair value of these inferior coins and not anything more than that. So it's a limit, but then we limit the limit. Period. What if you have a coin that's the Malchus already changed the currency? They already renewed, but they'll still accept it. They'll still accept it even though it's the old currency. Maybe there's like a couple of months when the currency is still, you can still use the old one, but the new one is really getting into the system. So Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Ka'asimon. Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, says that's like an asimon, meaning machlokas, the chacham and Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, no. Ki matbeah shal malachim arishonim. No. That type of matbeah would be like earlier malachim, earlier governments, and therefore even Rabbi Dosa would say it's not allowed. Can't use it. Meaning, Neymar, if it's usable, if it's Yotzi Agabitsuraso, it has a form and it's still usable, then you can, but if not, if it's just like Malachim Rishonim, and if it's Nifsal Malchus, really, you can't use it in the stores, then it would not be allowed. One more line. Madbeya Shemarad Kagon Ben Kuziba. Ooh. Bar Kochva. So remember Bar Kochva? Bar Kochva was the times of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva thought he was going to be Mashiach, the Rambam says. And in that case, they minted coins for Bar Kochva. So says the Gemara, that those don't have the status, that wasn't a Malchus. That was just a rebellion. Maybe it could have turned into one if we were Zocheh, but it wasn't meant to be. So says the Gemara, a matbeya from the merit of Bar Kochva, eino machalo. You can't use that. You know, let's say I make up coins for my family to use. You know, you can't use those coins. So, if you have coins from Bar Kochva, so that's not an official coin. That's not a coin of a government. It's a coin of a rebellion, and therefore, in a Mechalel, you cannot use those coins in order for Meiser Sheni. Okay, maybe we'll start next time with a little bit about Bar Kochva and related issues, Haruge Beitar, and the like. Okay, we'll stop here.